Now let's recite the saws. Sakalahrim. Who is called by the letter Sa? Who is the essence equally in all? Who is extolled by all the Agama literature? Who is the meaning of Tat, that, according to Vedanta? Remember, the four Vedas gave forth four pradhan tattva, four primary principles. From the Rig Veda came the principle Pragnyam Brahma. The wisdom of nature, or the primary wisdom, is the supreme divinity. From Yajur Veda came Tat Tvam Asi. That is you. From the Atharva Veda came I am Atma Brahma. This soul is Brahma. And from the Samaveda came forth Aham Brahmashmi. I am that supreme divinity. So who is the meaning of that according to Vedanta? Tat Tvam Asi. That is what you are. That divine being, that supreme essence is your essential character. Who is the place of refuge for existence and non-existence? Who is all? Who is true existence, consciousness, and bliss? Who is attained through spiritual discipline? Who is the grantor of true existence? Who is meditated upon by Sanak and other Munis? He had four brothers. They were called the four Kumars. Sanak Savananda, Sanak Kumar, and Sanak. Who is the mother of the family of the eternal Shiva? Who is the form of the supreme ruler of all? Who is the form of truth? Who equally performs all? Who gives birth to the entire existence composed of five elements? It's called the prapanch. Remember, kiddi aptej morud bhom. Five elements: earth, water, fire, air, and ether. This is the prapanch. The five elements, the universe is composed of the five. And she gives birth to all five. To the entire existence composed of five elements. Who has no other equal or superior to her. Who is most high of all. Who is alone without others. Who is with qualities. Who grants fulfillment of all desires.